Last season was an education for us. It was our first season in the championship for many years, and there was a huge learning curve, especially at the beginning of the season. But once we got to grips with the pace, I think we demonstrated to everybody that we were a force to be reckoned with. And we've fortunately taken that form through the close season into this season. And who would have expected, other than the staff and the players of the Cherries, for us to be right at the pinnacle of the championship table?
Jeff, you've been at the club during the lowest times. There must be a bit of a temptation at the moment to kind of take it easy, bask in the glory. But what role are you playing now in really driving the club to the next level and where they want to go?
Well, my personal role is, you know, very much to support the staff. We've got the most incredible team of people, both on and off the pitch. And in answer to the question, if we concentrate on those off the pitch, because Eddie and the players deservedly get all the acclaim. But, you know, from our chief executive, Neil Blake, our general manager, Liz Finney, Neil Vacher, our club secretary, they've all been through the difficult times. And the club now is in extremely good hands. We're running it as a business, and we run it, you know, as a team. I said earlier, our club strapline is together anything is possible. And there's a big, huge together. It's not only the staff, the players, but our supporters as well. And my role is to support all the members of staff who basically have the responsibility of running the business on a day-to-day basis. And also, I feel that I take on an ambassadorial role in pushing the club to both the media, business community, and supporting our commercial aspirations, and trying to also build up a global brand, which I've been working very hard on over the last 12 months.
Cool, and that's a toughie, because you've got a lot of competition with everyone trying to do that, because British football's so prevalent everywhere around the world. I mean, that's a personal mission then, because that isn't easy, is it, to crack?
No, it is a personal mission, and I think it's something that, in particular, Neil Blake and myself, you know, have sat down and worked and developed. And it's not a question of trying to look at the collaborations, for instance, between Manchester United and the New York Yankees. We know our position in the food chain at the moment, and maybe one day we will aspire to that. But it doesn't stop us trying to have a collaboration where, instead of selling a million shirts on day two, which is all that Manchester United and the New York Yankees do, I say all, I'd like to have a little slice of that. What we're looking for is a collaboration of expertise, you know, to sort of buy into how other clubs run their youth academies and their development squads, and also first team exchange of ideas in respect of the coaches.
And interestingly, I mean, I was going to just say to you about the Premier League, that the big question. I obviously live locally to the ground and speak to a lot of Cherries fans, and some of them say things like, well, of course, we're not really big enough to go into the Premier League. What would we do if we got into the Premier League? Have all those fans at our ground. We've only got a small stadium. How would we cope with that? And I go, come on, you get all the money that it comes with it. It secures the club's future. You've got to be, surely, just forget about that. Just aim for it. And if you get it, enjoy it. Isn't that the case?
It is the case. It's very difficult, though. I do empathise, you know, with the supporters, you know, as I always do. But I think that we can sell ourselves short. It's, you know, we're a nice football club. You hear that kind of comment made frequently. You know, it comes over sometimes quite condescending, you know, when people say you're a nice club. Of course we want to win friends, but, you know, we're there to win games, not to take part. And, you know, our ambition is to get to the Premier League. Make no mistake about that. But my job, along with Eddie's, and I sometimes talk like a football manager, is to say we have one game at a time, and not to get carried away, because that would be disrespectful to 23 other clubs in the Championship who predominantly are all Premiership sides, or, of course, now ex-Premiership sides. So the level of expectation, you know, has to be sensible. We respect all the teams we play, but we don't fear anybody. You know, we're second for a reason, that we are playing the best football in this league. And there's nothing to suggest we can't sustain it, but it's a long, long season. The prize is handed out in May and not at Christmas. If we could end the season now, Then we'd be celebrating. You'd never get me off air, I can assure you, because we would...
I reckon we'd get you on air, frankly. You'd join us.
Exactly. You know, we would be in the promised land, but we will expand the stadium. We have the ability to expand it, and we want to fulfil our ambition, which is to get to the Premier League. The only thing I can't tell our supporters at the moment is the date.
And is that development irrespective of promotion, or is promotion the catalyst? And how does it work?
The promotion is not the catalyst, but what we have to do is keep our feet firmly on the floor as a team and take the one game at a time mantra, whereas off the pitch, running a business, we have to be prepared for what we hope will be the fulfilment of all of our ambitions. So we're currently doing a feasibility study on the stadium. We know we can probably expand it to 15,000 without any problem whatsoever, and hopefully look at further development. We have, of course, spoken at the pre-season fans forum on Solent of potentially filling in the corners. You know, that's in the public domain, and that would probably take the capacity up to 18,000.
So it's definitely development as opposed to a new site, then?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Those are our thoughts at the moment. Now, never say never, but that is our thought. You know, we want to remain at the Gold Sands. Our fans want us to remain there. And if we could develop the stadium to 18,000 and look at increasing the commercial capacity, I think everybody would be happy.
Yeah. Now, you know you're not going to come here without me mentioning FFP. No. At that forum, you brought it up just then. You did say you were very sure and just, you know, bang, I'm not worried about financial fair play. I'm not worried about financial fair play, Chris. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Now, I understand that, but I don't understand why. Because obviously you're carrying 15-odd million over from the summer. You've got to the start of December to satisfy financial fair play. The only thing people worry about is a transfer embargo in January. Yeah. Do I take it that that means some sort of capitalisation of share of debts, like Saints did, to effectively wipe their debts out when their owners did that, to take on the debt and become create more shares? Is it that sort of role, or are you going to do it commercially?
Well, we've done it by a combination of commercial and player sales. One of the criticisms that people have levied at us is we're a big spending club. Couldn't be further from the truth. There was a recent article in the Cardiff paper that, showed us to be one of the lowest spending clubs. Now, fans would say, if you've got £15 million worth of debt, how can you sustain the financial fair play? First of all, we haven't got any debt. Let me make that absolutely clear. The fact that we posted a £15 million loss is totally different to debt. This is equity put into the football club predominantly by the owner. That is permissible under financial fair play. And through a consequence of player sales, and obviously, we were extremely pleased with the Adam Lallana transfer to Liverpool, that has helped us balance the books. And I recall specifically at the fans forum, because I knew tonight you were going to throw me a grenade. You know, I wouldn't expect anything less, Adam. So thank you for that. I remain absolutely confident that when our accounts are submitted to the Football League, as I was confident before the season started, that we will meet the financial fair play requirements for this year, and we will not have a transfer embargo in January.
Geoff Mostyn, you are a gentleman. Thank you very much for your time.
It's been an absolute privilege.